Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
There's this discussion going on online, on Reddit specifically, about what foods, people who have never been to America, what foods they would like to try for the first time. And I'm looking at the list here, and some of these foods are rather surprising. I'm thinking, really, you've never had that before? Well, here's a perfect person to test this on. I got a buddy in Ireland, Tony Scott. In fact, he's doing his own show right now in Ireland. He's kind of my guinea pig for this kind of thing. I'm going to give him a call here and try some of these on him and see if he's ever had these. All right, see how accurate this list is. So I'm calling Tony Scott here. Good morning, Tony!
Kevin, I'm in the middle of my radio show.
I know. That's why I hesitated to call you, but I thought you would be the perfect person. There is a discussion about people from other countries, what foods they would most like to try when they first visit America. Now, I know you've been to America numerous times, right?
No, once. Just once.
Okay. So I'm going to rattle off some foods here. You tell me if you've ever tried these, all right? Because I was surprised. Sure. When I looked at this list, I thought, really? They've never had this before? But again, that's probably just that egocentric American viewpoint of mine. So here we go. Corn dogs. You ever had a corn dog before?
I've had many corn dogs.
Really? What'd you think of corn dogs?
I think they're nice, but the other funny thing is I've never had a corn dog in America. I've had one in Ireland, and I've had one in London.
Huh. Are Irish corn dogs any different than U.S. corn dogs?
Yeah, they're much, much nicer.
Really? Yeah. Because honestly, in my opinion, they're terrible here. I wouldn't. My son used to like them. I'm like, nah, no way. Okay, biscuits and gravy. You ever had biscuits and gravy?
Biscuits with gravy.
Now, see, that's a very Midwest and Southern thing, biscuits and gravy.
I'm a bit confused. Called biscuits is what you call cooking.
No. A biscuit, it's like a roll. It looks kind of like a roll, okay? And
I've never had that in my life.
And it's got sort of chicken gravy mixed in with it.
Oh, like that you get from the Colonel's shop.
I guess so. Well, me trying to describe biscuits and gravy, again, something that I'm not crazy about, but my wife likes. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to chalk that up to a no. I'm sure, Tony, you've had chocolate chip cookies before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, that's, but again, that's something that people from other countries, for whatever reason, they've never had. And they go, oh, what, if I ever go to America, I want to try chocolate chip cookies.
Well, we get chocolate chip cookies everywhere.
I know you do. That's because you're not a third world nation there. That's why.
Okay. Precisely.
All right, one more here for you. Beef jerky. So many people have never had beef jerky before.
Conversion.
It's beef. I mean, it could be anything, any really meat. It could be, it's dried. It could be deer jerky. It could be turkey jerky. It could be goose jerky. It's dried meat is what it is. Think of like a Slim Jim, if you've ever had Slim Jims.
No.
That's a poor example, but no.
It doesn't sound appetizing.
Now, we're on opposite sides here, Tony, because that's something I really like, beef jerky. It's a great treat. Okay, well, see, there you go. give me something from Ireland that you think I've never had. Give me one food that you think, if my buddy Kevin ever came to Ireland, I bet you he's never had this before. What do you think it might be?
A rissole.
A rissole? A rissole?
Yeah.
Is that a snack?
R-I-S-S-O-L-E.
Rizzoli. That sounds Italian. I don't know. Hey, give me a rizzoli, huh? How's your rizzolis here, you know? No, what is it? Rissole.
Well, it's basically mashed potato, which has been seasoned, and there's some herbs in it. It's covered in breadcrumbs, and it's deep fried.
That sounds like it might be kind of...
It's quite tasty.
I might have my wife find a recipe and make that sometime. You never know.
Do. The black pudding.
Now, see, black pudding, I've never had black pudding, but I'm sorry, just the name turns me off, okay? Black pudding sounds like something that's been left in the corner of the room for a couple of months.
its main ingredient is pig's blood.
Again, that makes it even less appetizing, okay?
It's really tasty.
My pal Tony Scott, go back and do your radio show there at Southeast Radio in Ireland. Thanks, Tony.
Bye.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.